Hello again, listeners, subscribers, viewers, followers, and all the people who just randomly stumbled on us by accident. Please stick around. You're going to have fun. With you, as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am your co-host, Annie. Welcome to the Odos Toes podcast.
And with us in the virtual studio is our good friend, Charlie G. How you doing tonight, Charlie?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Welcome, Charlie. So excited to have you. Thanks for your patience with us. I feel like we've abused Charlie the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was actually just saying, because apparently some of our listeners already know our schedule sometimes before I do. And I said, yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't record with Charlie when we originally scheduled because I was, on a desert island, a jungle island, I don't know, but I was out of the country.
I thought you'd be able to record, though, and, use the Wi-Fi there, but it just wasn't.
No, that Wi-Fi kept dropping on me, jungle Wi-Fi and all.
And then whoever's, munching on chips, let's not do that right now.
Not sure what the background noise is. Unfortunately, we're having enough trouble with this. We're just going to have to push through. But so what I said coming into this was, yes, unfortunately, we had planned to record with Charlie a week earlier. We weren't going to let him go for sure. But it did kind of surreptitiously, is that even the right word? I don't know. Serendipitously. That's the word I'm looking
Serendipitously.
For.
Serendipitously.
Work out because I was able to record on a different day when I got back on the mainland, and it happened to be the day after the foot party for you. And I think, we would have missed the energy of doing that. And thankfully,
if we didn't, I would have been able to think more about what I wanted to reveal and what I didn't. And I probably would have kept some of that to myself, to be honest.
Well, that is to our viewers' great benefit.
I know.
So thankfully, Charlie is a very, very patient man, and he has given us an extra week and this giant monologue that he hasn't been able to speak through. But
you know what? This is what we do. Okay, this is what we do. We gotta build him up. We gotta talk about how awesome of a friend he is to us, that he's willing to put up with all of our shit. So thanks for that, Charlie.
Oh, it's no problem.
And thanks for, taking the time to talk to us about what a lot of people think is a very personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not Top Toes and I, we disclose entirely too much about our lives.
Right. So, yeah. The better than casual listener might remember Charlie from our semi-live, recorded live in front of no studio audience anniversary party.
Right. And we've mentioned Charlie quite a bit. He's part of the podcast now.
I literally actually listened to the anniversary episode yesterday, just randomly. I watched it on YouTube and I was just looking
watched it on YouTube.
I did watch it on YouTube.
So what's funny is because of the way I was cutting and just wanted I couldn't run the whole 9-square thing. I had to, bring up a person as they were sort of the center of the conversation.
Right.
And not always was I actually using the video that corresponded with the audio. So you kind of look like you're in a Japanese movie over again.
Listen.
We're like, that boy Charlie, his lips ain't moving, but he's talking.
Yeah, I said that. I was like, man, I'm like, how did Top Toes edit this? But
yeah, everybody got the kung fu movie treatment. Right. Awesome.
No, but I went over you
with yourself.
I went to go listen to it on Spotify, but then I was just thinking, actually, no, let me just watch it on YouTube, because it was a lot of stuff that wasn't on the Spotify episode. I believe it was when Top was saying, I think the subtitle of this is, oh, Top is gay. And I was like, he did say that. I remember Top said that. And Top was complimenting the mess out of me and Mr. Lift, but I'm totally here for it. It's okay. So.
I know, he kept talking about he was hitting on all the boys.
sometimes the mood strikes me. What can I do?
It was just funny because you're such a, manly man. You know what I mean? Like, you're such right. a hero, and like, you're just.
And everybody thinks I have this complete harem of all the women of Instagram, and you know,
right? You're like our knight in shining armor most of the time. So,
and then I have a few drinks, and I hit on your husband.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear you say talk about somebody's cock, or you know, how cute the boy is, and yeah. All right, but you know what? Let's assume that no one's ever heard an episode of our podcast before. Like, at all. Like, somebody just happened to tune in and they're like, what's going on here? All right. So Top Toes is a nylon fetishist. He does have a foot fetish, but he mm-hmm. enjoys them wrapped in nylons.
Right.
And I'm fucking foot whore. an attention whore. I just love people looking at my feet and feeling my feet, and my husband and I indulge quite often. Charlie comes into the picture because he is a foot fetishist himself.
Let's let Charlie speak for himself.
I was about to say that. Shush. Just ogle him and be happy.
I can't. We're no audio only this week.
And he comes into the picture because he's a fan of the podcast, and I'd like to say he's a fan of mine, but mostly he's a friend. So, Charlie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so that I don't speak for you anymore?
No, you're completely fine. So I am a musician. I play drums. I do play piano. I do dabble in vocals as well, so I sing a little bit, and I'm learning the guitar next, and then the bass guitar. So it's kind of like a never-ending thing. I kind of want to be on this whole Prince thing, because Prince played 27 instruments fluently, so I'm just trying to do that. I'm in management. I actually manage a music store. I am a manager at Guitar Center. I'm also a private music. So I do give music lessons privately as well. I do some mentoring here and there. So there's that. If we want to be real, I'm kind of a boring guy. I literally go to work, come home, and go to sleep, and do the exact same thing the next day.
But don't we all?
Yes. I was going to say, I think that most of us do that.
Yeah, and I know I have spent way too much money in the drum room of a Guitar Center, mm-hmm. Or even up front getting stuff from my bass. Mm-hmm. I didn't take the giant circuitous route. I kind of stayed in the rhythm section, started as a drummer, and moved to bass and right. then to vocals. But yeah, I definitely respect you as a musician. The funny thing is, I don't know you as a foot fetish identity, as it were, because I'm not a girl. Like, I know you like some stuff on my page because I, you know, I post a lot of people, but mm-hmm. I don't interact with you in that way. And so when I'm looking at your social media, I'm seeing you as a musician, and I know Charlie, I know Charlie on drums.
Right.
I don't know a damn thing about Charlie the foot. It's kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's fun. That's really weird, because usually it's the other way around, right? Like, you know everything about their fetish and you have no idea what they do in their vanilla life. But that is one thing that I wanted to bring up, is that Charlie's quote unquote vanilla page is his fetish page. Like, he doesn't have a vanilla page, right? Am I right, Charlie?
Yeah, it's pretty much true. I don't really. This is literally like my only page. Like, I'm literally looking at it on my laptop now. And I'm just like, man, there's like nothing foot related on here. There's a whole bunch of sneakers and a whole bunch of dress well photos. And
yeah, lately.
Right. I mean, because you're lately not
a little bit of kind of then. I noticed some then and now. You've done some kind of self-improvement. And I know you did a little bit of a
weight loss. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I love that about Charlie. I love that you know, he's open about his fetish.
And, oh, absolutely. Because we talked about in our first episode, I came in, everything everyone knows about me is basically what the cool kids call the Finstagram. It was my fake Instagram page so that I could like and comment on all this foot fetish stuff without blowing the lid off my private personal identity.
Yeah, but Charlie does that.
Charlie's like, I don't have a Finstagram. Charlie's
like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, so, okay, so let's go there for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're very public. First of all, what is your fetish? Let's talk about your fetish.
Oh, man.
or fetishes.
I was about to say, it's there's a few. There is a few. But my main fetishes are foot fetish, nylon fetish. And then if we want to get really, really in there, ass fetish, breast, you know, usual stuff. I'm not
okay,
really.
Okay, well, we know you're a sexy guy, right? But outside of.
Thank you.
Outside of the norm, like, what is it that you're, like, obsessing over the majority of the time?
The majority of the time, it is literally feet and ass. Well, excuse me, yeah, feet and nylons and ass. And lips, too, surprisingly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So as a feet in nylon and ass guy,
mm-hmm.
are you, would you have, say you have a preference towards pantyhose with the nylons over the ass too, or no, not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I think for me, if I do pantyhose, if I request it, it's because I like the aggression. Like if me and somebody are like having sex and I tell them to wear them, I like the aggression because I get to rip them open and keep ripping them as, you know, like as we're having sex, you know. But there's really like no preference unless I'm like in that mood to like be extremely aggressive, then that's when I'm like, okay, yeah, get some pantyhose. But if you just say I have some thigh highs, then hey, that's completely fine with me. That will be just fine. So.
So does everybody, well, let's go back, right? Every time we have a guest, we ask their origin story and we just completely bypass that with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, how did you figure out that you had these fetishes?
Okay, so the feet and stockings, I found that out when I was like really young. And I think with most, especially most musicians, who have like this kind of like fetish that I have, because I know a couple who are just like me when it comes to that. Like the whole feet and stockings thing came from when you're like in church, you know? So you see that and you're just like, oh, okay. And then like you keep seeing it and you're like, okay, why do I like this? And then like as I got older, I still never like really knew the name of it, but I just knew that I really liked feet and I knew I really liked stockings. So I'm saying, what is like the issue? And then one day somebody told me, they were like, you know, you have a foot fetish. And I'm like, okay, what?
Somebody told you have a foot fetish?
Yeah, because they caught me looking. That's how they told me. And she was like, you know, you always seem to look. And I'm like, I don't know why. And she was like, you have a foot fetish. I'm like, oh, okay.
How old were you when
I was like
happened?
I was like 14, 13 or 14.
Right,
yes.
Right smack in the middle of the uncontrollable boners.
Exactly. And it's so crazy because I remember, I forgot where I was at, but I know that I was at a function and this was the same woman. I just know that it was some function and I was like kind of like sitting at a table that was like across from her table, but she had on like these clear heels and like these white nylons. And all of a sudden I'm just looking and I'm just like, huh? And I'm just looking.
You're at a function with strippers, clear heels and white nylons. I mean, that looks like the strip club to me.
Listen, if you think about it. Yeah, no, but, and I just kept looking and I just like kept looking. And then all of a sudden I'm like, why is my dick like hard right now? This is.
Well, you're 14 because you're alive.
Listen, but it was.
because you're breathing. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, but it was just like, it happened when I was like looking. I'm just like, okay. And I'm not talking like, you know, like looking at like maybe like some porn or something. Like I was literally just sitting there just staring. And then, you know, it just happened. And I'm just like, huh. And probably like a few months later is when she told me that. I said, okay. And at first I thought it was weird. People would think it was weird because, I mean, come on, you know, like, why would you like feet and everything like that? And that's nasty, so on and so forth. And, you know, and I remember my very first foot fetish interaction. And I told Annie about this and she was like, shut up, that didn't happen. I'm like, no, it definitely happened.
I
so
know. I was like, no, you just make that up.
No, right. So
I'm gonna stop you because is this more than a 5-minute story?
Oh no, it's very condensed. It's okay. Very condensed. So what happened was I had a science teacher, and I remember I forgot what happened, but. She's like, I always take off her shoes or whatever. And so one day I told her, I said,
that is OSHA would have a field day. That is bad lab etiquette.
Listen,
being a former science major, I know right. You should be wearing work boots or something.
Listen. So one day what happened? So I remember she was my homeroom teacher for my senior year. And I told her, I said, listen, I'm like, listen, I want to rub your feet. And she was like, no, you don't. I'm like, no, yeah, I do. And she looked at me. She says, Charles, I'm going to tell you like this. If you graduate, then once you graduate, I'll let you rub my feet. I said, okay, cool.
You were in the if you graduate. You had a teacher saying if.
She was joking because she knew good and well that my grades were completely fine. But I said, okay. I said, okay. So I graduated.
She was waiting until you weren't her student anymore.
That's what it sounds like. She was not going
to jail for you, but
right. So I said, okay, that's fine. So I graduated, and so I came back. I came back to check out the marching band because I was in band. So I went to go check out the marching band, and then I decided to roam the halls, and she was literally in her classroom. So I said, hey, Miss Lyon, what's going on? And she said, hey, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good. Listen, I graduated, so what's up? Like, no. I'm like, listen, like, look, I graduated, what's up? And she started acting dumbfounded, like, oh, what are you talking about? I said, remember you said, and I quoted it back to her, and she said, fine. And I was like, okay, fine. So, you know, I rubbed her feet, and she looked at me and she said, Charles, you look like you want to suck my toes. I said, yeah, I do. I'm not even going to lie to you. And she legit was just like, go ahead. And I was like, you're serious? She was like, I'm dead serious. School's over. Why not? I said, okay.
I just can't. Like, this is, right? Like,
all right, all right. Miss Lyon from Charlie the Drummer's High School. Call us. We want you on the show.
I'm so done.
I forgot to use the pseudonym for her, didn't you?
This is an insane story. I mean,
listen. And that literally jump started because I was 19 when that happened.
Jump start. That's like two paddles and fucking clear.
You've accomplished what, you know, men go their entire fucking lives without doing. I mean,
it's like six sexual fantasies in one. I mean, like the teacher. The coming back to your high school thing. Okay, that's not a sexual fantasy, but you know, it's like.
It sounds like typical teacher porn, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you are six porn movies in one. Add a little dazed and confused because now you're sort of the Wooderson guy. I love those high school girls. I keep getting older, they stay the same age. There you are going back to your alma mater, mm-hmm. only 1 year later. But, and you know, going, hey, I know what you said. I'm calling your bluff. Oh my God.
I have to say, you're brave.
You know what? If if I pitched this as a porn, I'd get laughed out of the studio. They'd be absolutely. Like, no.
You'd be like, no, this no, is
we,
like this
we
is
make
like...
the cable guy movie, and this is too unbelievable for us.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, maybe you know these fantasies and movies. They come from somewhere. I mean.
Yeah, they come. So... They're hacking Charlie's emails or something.
They have to.
So. We're going to take a quick break and we'll get back to more of Charlie's fantasies come true, or your fantasies come true with Charlie. And I got a few more questions for him, and we'll be back in 30 seconds or less.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, and we're back. So right before we left, Charlie was amazing us with his unbelievable story. And I think, Tom, you had a few questions you wanted to ask.
I did. And they weren't necessarily about the unbelievable. And I do mean unbelievable, but I also do understand that he's not coming on this show to bullshit us. And we'll get
no, you know confirmed. What? And you know what, too? We've talked about this a couple of times. And each time we've talked about it, the story is extremely consistent. And I find that when it's bullshit, it changes all the time. You know?
Absolutely. I can sniff bullshit a mile away. I do believe that Charlie is this smooth and was this smooth even back then.
He really is. Charlie,
the smoothest band geek in the world.
Actually, no. I was pretty awkward back then. I was pretty awkward in high school. Smoothly awkward.
Experience, which is that the awkward band geek.
It was a smooth awkward, you know, like it was a pretty smooth awkward. I know that's kind of like an oxymoron, but still, you know.
You know, sometimes you just like trip over yourself and, you know, still karate kick the guy in the head. I don't know. I lost the metaphor there, but, you know. So I wanted to go back to your time of not quite realizing and then sort of the afterthoughts on I didn't realize that then, but yeah, that's why. That so you're a music guy, right?
I am.
And there are a few accidental foot fetish icons in the music world, and for our generation, I'm going to make the assumption you're pretty close in age to me, 1980s Tina Turner.
Charlie's younger, a lot younger, I think.
I am. I'm 31.
So
Charlie's a lot younger than me. So.
Oh, and I apologize, because then if I'm going to say that I'm thinking you're at the same age, then that implies that I think you're kind of old.
Yeah.
So 80s Tina Turner is, and the dawn of music video is not necessarily part of your world.
No.
Because Tina Turner, especially if you ever saw her live, she always wore like either the fishnets over pantyhose or the like showgirl tights. You know, tights are the slightly sparkly, really tight, colored fishnets.
It makes sense. You can kind of tailor that towards like Beyonce, because Beyonce is literally the exact same way.
Yeah. But that's what I was going to say, that most women that perform on stage, they wear nylons and they wear the shiny kind of tight because
Tina Turner wore some ridiculous heels, and in her 50s, and God fucking bless her in her 50s in the 80s, she could only really keep the heels on for maybe 1 to 2 songs tops. And that was part of her shtick. There was a point when the show amped up and she would toss the heels and do the rest of the show in her nylon feet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to fast forward into Shakira. Ever seen Shakira live?
I have seen Shakira live.
She's got shoes on for about the first number.
Mm-hmm.
Shakira's got some cute-ass fucking feet.
Definitely. Wow, we've and, never talked
and
about
she
that.
She knows how to move. I've had some not too far off the stage tickets for Shakira where I'm at a kind of a foot's eye view. Perfect tickets. And then the younger crowd, they're all obsessed with Ariana Grande because she loves nylons and takes off her shoes like fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I just don't like her in general, so.
I don't.
But hey, you know what?
I don't have to hate her because I've literally never heard a song she's ever performed. I just know her from, like, images.
Oh, I'm sure you've heard plenty of songs. They're so, whatever. She's the new Mariah Carey is what I say. Just much, much right. smaller. Anyway, okay.
The point being made, whichever icon we kind of base the, you get the idea. So who is mm-hmm. your musical foot fetish icon?
Oh man. That's hard. That is very hard.
No music video pops into your head like that.
I'm sorry. What?
Those things as a fetishist, you always remember this performance or this music video. I remember there's a Pussycat Dolls song where somebody doesn't have their shoes on. You know, these things stick in your head. Or at least they do for me.
So what I was going to ask with that when we were talking about Shakira's feet and shit was, you know, what, Charlie? Do you have a type of foot that you like? Like, how do you determine what kind of feet turn you on or what kind of foot stuff turns you on?
He's going to say you.
No, actually, he's not.
Actually,
I'm just fucking.
Actually, if we really want to be honest, it is a mix between Annie and Mrs. Wicked. Literally.
Oh.
Literally.
She's listening right now.
I know she is. I told her I was recording.
I don't even mean like when this airs. I mean, she's found a way to tap in and she's listening right now. Because she was the one who told you, you know, told me 5 minutes ago before we started recording that, oh, yeah, you know, be nice to Charlie. I'm like, how the hell do you know he's going to be on the show?
No, because like, because we had a conversation before, like a few hours ago. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm recording.
You know what? Let me tell you something, right? And I know she's going to hear this. She's going to be like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, she's fucking stalker vibes, that one.
She is, but in the best way.
I'm
oh no! Yeah, I absolutely love her.
She's found some way to tap my phone, and she's listening while we record this.
Right?
Hey, I'm totally here for it. Honestly,
she is.
I'm totally here for it.
That's my girl. That is my girl. And so, I will open all of the doors for her to be absolutely involved in anything and everything that we do. She's amazing. She's my girl. We talk like I don't know. 3 times a week, maybe on the phone. I probably talk to her more than you, Top.
I've never actually had a phone conversation with her. So the closest is like voice messages over DM. But oh god, we talk daily.
Yeah, we do too. Via Instagram Messenger.
This between us here, the four of us, we just talk to each other all the time, all day long.
Aside from me and Charlie are not completing the circle yet. We need to complete the circle. Complete the circle.
So Charlie
he likes a good, soft, wide, meaty, and I hate to use that term because it sounds bad, but Charlie, I agree with you. I definitely like a foot that's curvy and soft.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And short by proportion. I don't necessarily care what size it is, but mm-hmm. wide to its length kind of proportion.
Right.
I'm right there with you.
Right.
A lot of the Brazilian girls, a lot of the Hispanic girls, I hate the term. PAWG, fat ass white girls, but you know, mm-hmm. if it fits, you gotta go with it.
Right.
Yeah, so I can definitely see where your taste is, and if you haven't paid attention to her feet, I think Shakira actually fits in there pretty well, although she gets a little tendony because she's, you know, on her feet dancing constantly. Right.
And she's thin. But at the end of the day, she's thin, you know.
She's thin, but she's curvy. At least I think she's curvier now that she's had the two kids. But even then, she was always hippie because she's a belly dancer.
Right.
And she's got kind of short, wider feet, good base for a dancer. And All right, we're taking this over, and Charlie really hasn't finished answering the questions.
Right, I know. I mean, like, I'm question number one. I've got like 20 left, and we're almost done here.
He even skipped my question into your question because he didn't have an answer. But I'm expecting you before the show ends to come back and give me your like your one musician moment.
Right.
But maybe he hasn't thought of that. Maybe that's too, you know.
If oh, it's too esoteric.
So here's Charlie, right? And so here's 19-year-old Charlie. He's just like had the best worship moments of his life. Like he's worshiped his first foot, right?
Well, yes, the best worship moment of his life to date at that point, because it's the only one. But you know,
right? But he decides, this is not my big secret. Like I'm going to be public about this. Like, when did you decide that it was, you know, to be sort of open about your fetish? Because that's what it seems like. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. And it's crazy because I hid it. Like I would hide it for like a while, you know, like I would kind of, you know, I kind of like wouldn't say anything. And then like, as I got older, I came to the realization that, you know, it is what it is. A lot of people like what they like. So, you know, why not? So I believe a relationship I got into 3 years later, you know, we were texting and everything. And I just asked her outright. I was like, do you have pretty feet? And she said, foot fetish much. And I said, yes, very much so. You know?
I love it.
Like, yeah, very much so. Like, and she said, I don't know, you tell me. She sent pics. And it was, and she, like, she just accepted it. Because the one thing I've learned.
It almost became a challenge, which is, like, a great way. She's like, foot fetish much. You're like, sure. And she's like, okay, well, you know, you tell me. And bam. Now she has to like defend herself by sending pics. It was almost a
right. She wants Charlie to like her feet. Yeah, she's like, how about this pose, baby?
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is she never the people who she dealt with before didn't like really have a foot fetish. So I was like her very first one, you know. And I remember when we had sex, and we were in the missionary position, and I legit like put her foot to my face and like worshiped the mess out of her foot. And she, when we got finished, she was laying on me and she looked at me. She was just like, I've never experienced that. And I love it. And she just got quiet and just laid there. And I was just,
see, and I'm thinking now,
this is the point that I would actually just like want to loop that audio over and over so that every female listener could hear that repeated, because this is what we've been saying, what we've been trying to tell people, especially when we get to pop onto vanilla people's or other kinky people's podcasts, but non-food fetishists, that, you know, mm-hmm. Oh my fucking God.
And I say that too, right? Like I was briefly on that little, comedy podcast, right? And I challenged those men. I was like, look, you're in the missionary position, you're going at it, bring the foot to your mouth and start sucking and licking. I mean, I don't know that anything bad could come from it. Like they're just gonna have a good feeling. I mean, assuming it's an open-minded person, because
exactly,
if you're fucking with, you know, a closed-minded person, she's gonna go, ah, what the and like make this big huge thing about it. But
exactly,
but, I mean, if you're already in the girl, she's already kind of in the zone. And right. I have during penetration or otherwise, I have never put a foot to my mouth who didn't respond with some sort of positive,
right? Yummy noises.
Yeah,
but yeah. The thing about her was the fact that it wasn't like just sex, because then I think after that happened, like a few weeks later, we were literally, I forgot where we were. We were out eating somewhere. I think we were at Olive Garden or something like that. And we were just eating. And she was just like,
Charlie, I didn't realize you were that white.
You know, every now and then, you know.
Every now and then, you got to go for the unlimited.
Hey.
That is the whitest restaurant in America.
Olive Garden.
Hey, listen, the breadsticks in the soup, they do taste really good.
They get that gnocchi soup with the breadsticks.
We're not gonna necessarily reveal where Charlie's from. And he's established as being in Texas, so we know that she doesn't have good Italian food, but
You're
in the Northeast.
You're being a little bitch right now.
Oh yeah, I'm Irish, so I know I don't understand cuisine. But you know, I'm in the Northeast, and I'm not too far from New York City, and so Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here. It's food.
I do have excellent Italian places here, but I gotta give it up to Olive Garden, and their breadsticks and their gnocchi soup is amazing. You know what, Charlie? When you and I meet, we're gonna go to Olive Garden, okay? That's
totally
your date.
I'm totally here for it.
Right.
And I'm gonna message Tom and just be like, hey,
you call Olive Garden. Call me and Q, and we'll laugh at you from the oldest pizzeria in America.
Okay, and then Charlie will laugh at you because my feet are on his lap while we're eating breadsticks. So I don't know who's going to win there.
I have to choose my mouth over tortellini. So.
All right, let's get Charlie. He was in the middle of a story, Rude.
But yeah, so anyway, I was at Olive Garden on a budget, Top. I was on a budget, you know, where I was working at. I wasn't making what I make now. So yes, that was the go-to. So we were at Olive Garden, and we were literally just sitting there, and we were just talking. And then it got quiet. She was like, so your foot fetish? I said, yeah, what about it? You know, she was like, I like it, you know? And I was like, cool, cool, cool. And then out of nowhere, she says, yeah, I've been doing research on foot porn, so I know how we can incorporate that in the bedroom. And I dropped my spoon in my soup. I was like, oh, you did research. Okay.
That's a girl, right? That's my girl right there.
All right.
I'm like, she's not now, but...
All right. So I'm gonna stand a bit corrected, because apparently the unlimited soup salad breadsticks makes the shoes drop.
Eat it, Top.
You've been doing it wrong all this time, buddy.
I didn't know.
But yeah, she and that's when literally it was just, that's just how our relationship was. You know, we had a great time together, you know, we would go out on dates, and then like she would just randomly, you know, I would be at her house and we would watch a movie. And she would just randomly just look over and be like, hey, do you want a foot job? And I'm like, yeah. Why not?
So you're a foot job kind of guy. You do enjoy the foot job.
I do. However, I kind of feel like I'm with Top because I did listen to that episode. I cannot, like, I don't think I can orgasm off of that. I've tried it. No.
Off of a foot job?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
So that is.
Well, then you're not a foot job guy.
Well, I enjoy getting them, but I know that
it's great foreplay. It's
exactly
not necessarily how we want to nut. You know,
right?
Yeah. I mean, with me, what are we calling him? Mr. Any, Mr. Lift, Bottom Drawer.
Which is my husband. My husband.
Your husband's with us. It is the official male position of this podcast that the foot job is wonderful as a prelude, not as the finishing act.
Now, yeah, but you know, there's a ton of men that pay really good money specifically to get foot jobs, which leads us into, you know, let's get into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into your role in the foot community.
Right.
Right. The reason that we're friends, right, is mm-hmm. other than you're cool ass people, right?
Right.
Is because we're both in this community. If we were not in this community, we probably wouldn't be such good friends.
This is
true.
But that's because you don't have the appreciation for percussion that I do.
Drummer boys are hot. That's as far as it goes for me. I don't really know the, you know. But So when did you find the foot community? Like, tell us about that a little bit.
I was randomly on Instagram back in 2000, and I believe it was 14.
Oh, wow. He's ahead of us. He's a year ahead of me.
Yeah, it was about 2014, and I started noticing, you know, I noticed that, you know, people were, like, making pages. And I said, huh, this is really... And literally, that's just how I just got into it. In fact, my ex, who I just told you about, she had a page. Oh, had. Okay. Yeah, she had a page. Yeah.
Was she already your ex, or was she like with you?
No,
when you found out that
No, I talked her into making the page.
Oh, okay.
That's always how it starts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So then, I know that you and I have talked about your sessions in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you do regularly, or like, tell us about that a little bit?
I don't really session on the regular like most guys I see do. You know, I know that some models who I do follow, they have their quote unquote regulars. I think I was a regular with one person, but that's kind of been going awry lately. So I don't really do it as often. Plus my schedule with work won't allow me to do it as often as I would like to, or as I've done before. So if there's a
you know, foot lover out there who's been admiring a fetish model for some time, mm-hmm. what does he do? Like, what kind of advice can you give him as to how to do it, what to do, how it works?
Well, the first thing I would say is always do your research, because I've noticed that any questions that you need answered is literally in the bio of the model's page.
Right.
Literally. So yeah. If they say...
You're one of those that actually reads the bios, yes, right?
Exactly.
Whatever social media you're on, read the model's bio before you reach out to them for any reason.
Exactly. Right.
Actually, forget model. Person. Because so many people try to reach out to me for things and don't read mine. So,
right, yeah. Right.
Before you hit direct message or private message, read the bio.
Exactly. That's what I always say. Read the bio.
So you've read the bio. You mm-hmm. kind of like the person. Like, what's your next step?
Next step is, okay, so if the bio says that they do offer sessions, while also in the bio, kind of read where they're based out of. Okay, so now that you found out where they're based out of, then start the message. However, don't start the message in a very, hey, I see you offer sessions, so what's up? No. Me personally, I always like to be respectful. So whether I'm reaching out for, if you're offering sessions, if you do custom videos, if you do custom photos, photo sets, what have you. Hello, excuse me, how are you doing today? I'm doing well. How about yourself? I'm doing well. I was wondering if, you know.
And then you state your business. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, most of the time, I've come to the realization that, you know, most of these models don't like small talk. They're just strictly, hey, listen, state what you're here for. Let's get the business out the way. Here's your product. Thank you for purchasing. Have a great day. Hit me up when you're ready to get something else. And
but most of us don't mind the small talk.
Exactly.
What we mind is the small talk with the guy trying to take advantage that we're on the other end.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got the models who don't want a message that starts with, hey, hi, or nice tits. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you don't want to, you don't want to jump in hard, and you don't want to dance around it too long. You got to find that perfect happy medium.
Yeah, exactly. I don't mind greeting, right? I don't mind a greeting. Like, hi, like, introduce yourself. I don't mind the greeting. I don't mind a compliment, you know, that always helps, you know, butter people up. So I don't mind a compliment. And then, like, this is what I want. Can you do that? Do you do that? You know, whatever.
Exactly.
Be direct. Don't be an asshole. You know, and don't try to get it to sip. What's the number? Is it
eight DMs?
Eight DMs to a sticky belly. Yeah,
that's right.
You know,
right.
You got to be before the eighth DM before you've really made the proposition if it has to do with business.
Right. I literally remember my first set that Annie actually did for me a couple of years ago. I reached out to her email. And, you know, I greeted her. I gave her a compliment. I asked her if she had said clothing. She says yes. I said, okay, well, you know, do you offer this? And she said yes. Okay, so how much would it be? And what is your method of payment? You know,
God, and then, I don't remember. I mean, I remember stuff that I've done for you because, mm-hmm. you know, you've got that Charlie folder.
I do.
But I don't remember, like, the actual way that we interacted. I hope I wasn't a bitch to you.
No, you weren't. It was strictly through Gmail at first. And then, you know, it moved over to, you know, Instagram and now Twitter.
Honestly, that's safer. Gmail's not sniffing your emails to find out if you're violating the TOS about things. So,
exactly. Yeah. You know,
and honestly, I think a lot of people in the scene respond better if you send them an email. Mm-hmm. It proves that you read their profile.
Right.
And it proves that Zuckerberg isn't sniffing around and finding reasons to delete people.
Exactly. Well,
and for me, actually, what it says is, I'm not here to waste my time or yours.
Right. You know, that's what that says. Because an email is one-sided. It has to get to the... It's not one-sided, but, you know, the initial email has to get to the point. Otherwise, it's going to get ignored. Unlike DM, Charlie's not going to send you an email that says hi and wait for you to reply.
Yeah, because, I mean, first of all, if you work in an environment, you have to literally look and send emails all the time like I do or like any probably does, I'm not going to sit there and, I'm not about to sit here and respond back to an email. If you have my social media, you can reach out through my social media. So,
yeah,
that's what that is. Yeah.
So you purchased. So you know, one of the things that all the foot fetish models say about Charlie is that, you know, you're extremely supportive. Mm-hmm. But I also know that when you stick up for us and you defend us, when I post like a thank you because you've sent me, you know, a cup of coffee or breakfast or something like that, just because, mm-hmm. you know, you're a kind person and we get along great. Someone always has something to say, like, mm-hmm. I will inevitably get a message that is calling you some type of name or trying to put you down. And I know to ignore those messages because the majority of the time they're just jealous that you have my attention, mm-hmm. and they don't, you know? Mm-hmm. So to these guys, the guys that are like, oh, you're a fucking dummy or you're a simp or you're whatever, or you're a beta male or whatever they want to say to anyone, mm-hmm. that supports us at this level, what do you have to say to them? Like,
the way I look at it is, you know, I literally see the mess, or when you post like your screenshots of guys and what they, you know, the things that they say and what they do to kind of like get, you know, like free content, you know, and I'm just like, okay, so you're calling me like a simp or whatever because, you know, I sent you something to get some coffee, or I sent you something to get breakfast. First and foremost, you're not the only like person. Like, if we're talking my vanilla life, there are times when I will send some of my other friends like, hey, yo, listen, breakfast on me, lunch on me, dinner on me, you know, something like that. But I guess to them, they're going to look at it as like simp behavior. Like, oh, he's just trying to, not, oh, he's just trying to butter her up. And I'm sitting here looking like, yeah, I can butter her up. And I have a whole album full of 190 something pictures sitting in my iCloud right now that she made for me. And that's also not to mention, I have this app called Photo Vault that still has even more pictures from before she made this album. And yet you're still trying to get, you're doing what you can or whatever you can do to try and get something free. It's like, oh, can I just get a preview? Can I get like a 20-second preview? And I'm sitting here looking like, well, dude, I have like a whole 5-minute video. I have a whole 8-minute video. I have a whole 10-minute video. And you're sitting here begging for 20 seconds.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there we are, you know, doing live shows and Skyping or, you know, video chatting or whatever. So, yeah.
And even when you revealed that to me, you were like, yeah, I don't video chat with everyone. I was like, oh.
I don't. That was a birthday gift.
She's never video chatted with me.
Well, top, I don't know what to tell you, man. Maybe it's the beard, nose ring. I don't know which one it is. Tell me.
I think Annie and I have a relationship that just transcends all things at this point.
Not yeah, but you know what, too? You've never asked if we wanted a video chat with you.
So. True enough. Well, you can tell me if you ever wanted a video chat with me after we take a quick break here. And we'll be back in 30 seconds or less.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And we're back. And so before we took the break, you were talking about how great it is, or you know, how it's been worth your while to be a patron, if I can use that term, of Annie's.
Of course.
But what about when you're dealing with somebody who's just not as good as she is? And I'm not talking about quality of feet or quality of content. I'm talking about quality of humanity.
You know, it's kind of, I don't even know what word to even use for it, but it's pretty much just, wow, that's all you can say. You know, me and Annie, we had a conversation and she said, you know, who are your favorite models? And I said, you know, to get content from is you and Mrs. Wicked, because they're very consistent. I've never had to worry about getting what I paid for or what was, you know, gifted to me or what have you. You know, I never have to worry about that. I don't have to stay on top of, you know, like, where's my stuff? I never have to do that with them. No. You know,
the term that gets thrown around a lot is scammer, and it gets thrown around on both sides of the equation. Mm-hmm. There are guys who are time wasters. There are guys who are just trying to talk to women to get off and never purchase anything. And there are guys who will make the purchases and then like go ahead and reverse the charges. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, there's the same in the female side of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's something that I used to do before. If I heard of somebody getting scammed, I would reach out to them and ask them like, hey, like, I'm really sorry that this happened to you. Like, here's a free video, or can I get you some pictures or whatever, mm-hmm. to kind of compensate for that ugly feeling.
Right.
Now I kind of stopped a little bit because, you know, once people caught on, then all of a sudden everybody's getting scammed and everybody wants, you know, freebies. Right. But but I know that it pisses me off so much. I think it upsets me more when the men get ripped off than when the women get ripped off, when the models get ripped off, because I feel like we have a reputation that we have to uphold. Mm-hmm. And if they scam this one person, can you imagine how many other men out there they've scammed? And then, you know, it just makes us all look really bad, and then it just ruins the trust between people, mm-hmm. among people. So I'm gonna vouch for Charlie and say that Charlie's on the up and up. If anybody ever asks whether they should session with him, you know, because we, you know, refer people. I'm going to say absolutely, without a doubt. And when and if I decide to start sessioning, if it ever happens, not that I plan to, Charlie would definitely be like my top guy. So, I think that's what's so awesome about our relationship, is because Charlie feels the same about me, you know, mm-hmm. but has it happened to you where, you know, a kind of popular, without saying any names, Mm-hmm. Or maybe you should. I don't know.
No, no, we've made the rule.
I'm not going to.
We name names in the positive. We tell stories without names in the negative.
Has it happened to you where somebody's like just flat out ripped you off and not given you what you've paid for?
It has happened, or that's happened, or they've taken an extremely long time to deliver what I paid for. There was one model I dealt with for my birthday back in 2017. And I originally, anytime like my birthday comes up, I always reach out to some of my favorite models, like, hey, listen, you know, can I purchase this? This is a birthday gift to myself, sort of kind of thing. And I was originally gonna go with one model, but I saw that she was like doing double sessions with this other model. So I said, okay, let me try her out. Let me see, because apparently she comes recommended. Cool. So I messaged her. I said, hey, listen, you know, I want a birthday video. I want to know, do you have white nylon? And he knows that's like my top color, period.
He loves white.
So I was like, do you have white nylons? And then, you know, if you do, can you do a video? Can you tell me how much it is for a certain amount of time? So on and so forth. You know, we talk details and everything. And so I sent my money and everything like that. Right. Cool. Now, this is October 2017. I literally did not get that video until January 2018.
Wow.
That's a long time if you've already paid for it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I can tell you, I keep Charlie waiting sometimes. I do. But it's always stuff like that I'm kind of like I've committed to doing like kind of on my own. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't take too many customs, right? Because I just can't find the privacy to do it.
Right.
And I know as an occasional videographer, sometimes it just like it doesn't happen. But
yeah, shit just happens, right? You're supposed to film outside and then it fucking rains or something. I mean, shit just happens. Yeah.
The difference is not. Anytime I've been late to promise, it's never been with somebody with money out of their pocket yet.
Exactly. And the thing with that is me, I am huge on communication, whether I'm purchasing something from you, whether it's in a friendship, whether it's in a romantic relationship. I always tell people like, hey, listen, I'm big on communication. So if something is going on, tell me that something is going on, or just let me know what's happening.
Absolutely.
You know,
ignore me for months on end or whatever. Like, just let me know what's happening.
And exactly.
And that the due date has changed or something like that. Yeah,
exactly.
So what I do when I've committed to something and I'm not able to keep the deadline, I offer their money back. So I give them a choice. It's their choice, right?
Like, yeah, look, absolutely.
Going to be 2 weeks late. I just can't do it. It's unavoidable. I'm not going to get to it. Do you want a refund or do you want to wait, you know,
two weeks
or whatever?
But I think with me and your relationship, though, is the fact that you know that I'm just like, it's fine. Like, it's completely fine. Like, because I know, you know, I know what you have going on outside of what you post, like, feet related. You know, so I know that you have a full-time job. I know that you're married. I know you have kids, you have pets. So that's why I'm never really, you know, never really just, I'm not going to just flat out be like, hey, like, where's my video? Like, what's going on? What's the hold up? You know, because I know now to the untrained person who doesn't really know you like that, I give you flack. So I was giving her flack. I was literally messaging on Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, and there was like literally no response. So I remember the night before I went to LA, because I was going to LA for a weekend, and literally the night before, she messages me like, hey, your custom's going to be ready. At that point, I was like,
who cares?
Like, exactly. I'm like, yeah. So I was like, whatever. And then when she sent the video, you know, I'm just going to be honest. It was trash. And I've noticed that with a lot of models is that, you know, with some models, they have no issue when you say, hey, listen, I'm interested in this. Can you provide that? Yes, it's going to be this much. Okay. I'm Cash App ready, Venmo ready, whatever form of payment you take. Then I send money, and then all of a sudden, you were so quick to respond to the initial business setup. But then once I've sent in my funds or whatever, then all of a sudden you're like slow, no communication, you know. And I feel like sometimes models can take nice guys, like their kindness for weakness, to a point where they feel like they can literally just BS around for months on end. And then when they're ready to, they give you some shoddy video, you know,
of what you didn't ask for.
Exactly.
Here's something that I've felt for a long time and has maybe put me in a position where I don't feel like I want to spend money on anything, because I do feel like for a lot of women out there in the scene, your willingness to spend money translates to submissiveness to them automatically.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And it sucks, because the way I look at it is, first of all, like, this isn't like that. I'm literally like your feet, and I would like to, you know, get a picture set, get a video from you, what have you.
Let me say that whether your client is submissive or not, you shouldn't try to rip them off.
Still respect. Absolutely. Still maintain that level of integrity. It's integrity.
So it's a two level of betrayal, in that one, because you're willing to spend money, they just assume you're submissive or a simp, as we've said.
Right.
And two, that they also think that because they think you're submissive, that they think you're okay with them throwing whatever trash material at you they feel like.
Exactly. And it's really bad. You know, I've come across, you know, models where, you know, I will ask for my money back, like, hey, I want my money back. And they'll be like, no, your custom's coming. And then that's just like, okay, so you must need, well, I'm not going to say you must need this money more than I did. However, you know, now all of a sudden that I'm threatening to either A, get somebody involved because it looks like you pretty much stole my money, you know, when I'm saying I want my money back, now all of a sudden you're, oh, I'm about to make a custom right now. And it's like, okay, well, where were you a few weeks ago? I asked you what your turnaround time was. You said your turnaround time was 28 to 48 hours. This is the longest 24 to 48 hours I've ever been in. So,
yeah.
What
are we on Jupiter where the planet rotates a lot slower? What's going on?
Something, because, you know, and then they'll give you a custom, and then like the custom isn't what you asked for. Like, anybody who knows me, whenever I do ask for any kind of like content, photos, video, in fact, I'll use Annie for an example. Annie knows that when she makes a video for me, I am very particular when I say, do not take the nylons off in the video. That's literally like my only stipulation, you know. Just, you know, talk however you're going to talk, say my name, but don't take the nylons off. And one model I dealt with, within like the first 30 seconds of the video, the nylons came off. And I was like, no, this is not enjoyable. This is,
you're like, you're not listening.
Like, it wasn't. It wasn't enjoyable.
In the first 3 minutes of the episode, Annie referred to me as a nylon fetishist first and a foot fetishist second. And I think she's got it backwards for the two of us.
Right.
So, yeah, okay. So Top is a foot fetish is first and a nylon fetish is second, but Charlie is a nylon fetish is first and a foot fetish is second.
That's what I'm kind of gleaning from this, from his preferences in custom videos, at the very least.
Yeah, like, that's literally, you know, what it is, you know? Like,
not to say that Charlie can't enjoy bare feet, right? Nobody's saying that.
I mean, no. Yeah, it's, that's just very
that when
true.
When it comes to his porn, when it comes to his videos, he wants the nylon.
And when it comes to negotiating with somebody, that's a one sentence. It's pretty clear. It doesn't seem to be something that Charlie is stating ambiguously.
Right. No, yeah. Yeah, he's very, very specific about that. So
right.
It's not a vague or esoteric concept.
It's really not.
And yeah, it is unfortunate that there are, you know, and I think where I stand as a sort of producer, promoter kind of place in the community, I definitely hear the women's complaints more.
But, right. Yeah, you don't hear the men complain too much.
But I think I don't know if it's one-to-one, but definitely we have to acknowledge if there are guys taking advantage of women and guys wasting women's time, there are women taking advantage of guys and women taking advantage, wasting guys' times. And
yeah.
Both sides of it need to stop.
Right. Yeah, because Charlie could have used that money and ordered from someone else and had his video already.
Exactly.
So,
you know, and that's just what it is. You know, some models, you can session with them one time and they that you are obligated to do things for them outside the session. There was another model who I had the chance to session with, who I won't say names, but the session went great, you know. And then after that, you know, so one thing about me is I order like any kind of like custom video, custom photos or what have you, and he will tell you, you know, you can give me a regular rate, but I'm always going to pay over the rate. I kind of look at it as like a restaurant. You feel what I'm saying? Like you're providing me the service. Yeah. So the initial amount that you gave me is for the services that you provided. And then because I say, hey, I really support what you do, here's something extra on top of that, you know. And I feel like most models, they look at it as, okay, well, let me see what I can get out of this guy. And this person or this model would just randomly hit me on like random days and be like, oh, dinner, brunch or whatever. And I'm just like, what is really happening right now?
Again, it goes back to I'm willing to pay for services rendered. That doesn't make me your sub. But it's funny because you're talking about, you know, here's what you're charging me and here's what I'm going to give you, including a sort of tip. Mm-hmm. And the models that I find to be my closest are that way to their customers, where, you know, especially the ones who deal in worn items, you make a negotiation for what a pair of pantyhose costs, and the people I surround myself with will send you those pantyhose, and then as their gratuity to you, also send you a couple photos of them wearing them. It seems to be almost
right. Or even a pair of socks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Whatever worn item. But, you know, you negotiate something for a worn item, most of the people I know will also throw in a few pictures.
Right.
If I make people wait, like if I've had an issue with my deadlines, I will, when I finally get to the video, I will add a few extra minutes to the video. Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Right. And I think the best people always round up, not round down.
It boils down to, I think, being a decent human, just a human being, and just common courtesy, you know?
No, and I just hate to get to the point that, you know, we're looking at people in our community not being decent human beings. And I know we struggled to look at news articles, and like so many of them were news articles about people who were not, had the fetish and were not being decent human beings. And we opted not to, you know, not to bring those news articles to our listeners.
Right.
So I want to try to turn this around. I know we wanted to talk about experiences with, you know, good, bad, and ugly, but I'd like to, you know, as we round out this episode, try to bring it back to something positive.
I want to know what's in Charlie's kink bag.
There's a good positive one.
Yeah.
What's in my kink bag?
Whether that be literal or figurative, for those of us, you know, who play with toys, that your kink bag is a literal item that has literal things in it.
Let's say you're having, you know, like it's sucking your anniversary with somebody, or Valentine's Day or something like that, or a birthday. Let's say you're celebrating your birthday. And you either want a session, or you're having, you know, sex with someone you're in a relationship. What are we bringing? Like, we're bringing whips and chains, oils and feathers? Like, what are we doing?
That's funny.
usually feathers just are kind of crappy once they're oily.
For me, it usually just depends on what the mood is. Most of the time for me, it's
we're bringing nylons.
Of course. For sure. I am like really into like bondage and stuff like that. So like handcuffs,
some people say, do you have limits? I say, yeah. Like anytime you're like a little pain is cool, but if you're like full fledged, like trying to whoop my ass, I'm just like, yeah, no, that's a no for me. We're not going to do that. But
I think that we all feel that way on this podcast right now.
Yeah, but
I always use the standard of hurt, not harm.
Right.
Pain is good. Don't need to be bruised or bleeding or.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A little pain. Like, I like a little hair pulling, a little biting, a little spanking, but definitely not like whooping, no ass whoopings. Please.
Exactly. So there's that. It gets really surprising when people hear how open I am while still being able to maintain how secure and comfortable I am in my masculinity and sexuality. So whenever I say, yeah, toys in the bedroom are fine. And in fact, it was this one girl who I currently am getting to know and everything. And we were just, we were talking. She asked me, she said, hey, how do you feel about toys in the bedroom? I said, yeah, I'm with it. She was like, so does that mean like you want to use them on me or I can use them on you? I'm like, it's a two-way street here.
Right.
And she got quiet. Mm-hmm. And she was like, are you straight? I'm like, yes.
Right.
When she was like, so wait, so you mean to tell me that I could literally like stick a toy like in your ass and like jack you off? I'm like, yes, you can. I have no issue with that.
Please.
Yeah, I'm like, I have no issue with that, And she said, it's a breath of fresh air to know that a man can be so secure and comfortable in his masculinity and sexuality and still not be afraid to say, hey, listen, yeah. Because one thing I've learned with that is, first of all, that is like one of the best orgasms a guy can actually have.
Absolutely. Yeah. From what I understand.
And from experience for me. So it's like, while you're sitting here being so closed minded, that's the one thing I used to hate about working at my previous job was people were so closed minded and I could never have like a full fledged like conversation like around stuff like that because, oh no, like it's gay if you're getting head or like you're getting head and a girl like sticks like her tongue in the part underneath your balls and then goes low while she's jacking you off. And I'm like, dude, like that feels freaking amazing.
Yeah,
I'm right. Like, and I can tell that your sex life is very boring.
Yeah. Also, you're slightly confused if you're describing any sex act with a girl and calling it gay.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And as we all know, I know gay.
I'm so done.
but it's not that it's a bad thing. It's just like they're classifying you. They're putting you in a box that you don't belong to into just because of your enjoyment of certain things. So
and that's why I tell them, I said, go outside the box. I told one of my old coworkers, because we had a whole conversation about like my foot fetish and I was like, yeah, I suck toes during sex and I just suck them just because I can, especially if I'm paying for your pedicure. Yes. And they're like, I don't know how you do it. I can't do it. And the guy who was married comes to me privately and says, does that really work? And I told him, I said, listen, the next time you and your wife are having sex, just listen, this is all you got to do. Sex and you're in the missionary position. I'm like, put her foot to your face. Suck her toes, lick the soles of her feet, bite, like kind of nibble on the ball and in the arch. And I guarantee you, I'm like, just watch what happens and then come back tomorrow and tell me what happens. He comes back the next day and he's like, yeah, I've never seen my wife come that hard before. I'm like, exactly.
I'm like, exactly, dude. I'm like, I've been doing this for years. Okay, so
good for him.
You. You know, so that's why I'm so when it comes to my kink bag, you know, literally, there's literally so much in it. Literally. You know, so
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, you know, yeah, nylons. Like yeah, nylons, handcuffs, ropes, heels, toys, you know, all of that. I'm like, I'm totally with it. You
Let's
know?
Try it all. Yeah. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
Tarly, you have been a breath of fresh air. I love it when we have open-minded, sexy, kinky people on the podcast. It really helps us to validate everyone that listens that isn't quite there yet, you know, at this level. Mm-hmm. We can be sexy and keep it, you know, positive and still be alpha males.
Yeah,
of course,
with our kinks. So yeah, and there's, you know, definitely no problem with paying for what you want, buying what you want, and loving your fetish. So
of course,
so thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, definitely.
It's been great to get to know you, because like I said, I didn't know you from your fetish side whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's been eye-opening and fantastic, and I will still enjoy you as the musician that I have the utmost appreciation for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then how much better is it to know that he loves nylons just as much as you do?
You know,
if not more. I don't even know.
I don't know, but you know.
All right,
we're going to have to figure out if there's a correlation between kink and musician.
Charlie, before we go, well, I think the open-mindedness, that's part of being, like, artists are generally like that. So I think that definitely has something to do with it. But Charlie, how can people get a hold of you if they want to? Now, this doesn't mean, like, ladies, this doesn't mean bombard Charlie with a million, what's the word I'm looking for, top?
God. Yeah.
Solicitations.
No, but if people want to find you in the social media realm and you want to be found, where would you want to be found?
You can find me on Instagram at Charlie_G_drums. You can also find me on Twitter at Charlie_G_drums, and that G has to be capitalized. And then Facebook, if you choose to deal with Facebook, that's fine. You can find me on Facebook under Charles Givens, SGIV like Victor, E N like Nancy, S like Sam. So those are my three main ways that you can get in contact with me until we establish any kind of relationship where you can then have my personal cell number. But until then, those are like the only... Like, those are the three ways that you can get in contact with me.
Can we also plug in your YouTube channel?
Yes, you can. The YouTube channel, which I do need to add some stuff to it. Thank you for saying that. The YouTube channel, you can actually find that at youtube.com/drummergivens. And Drummer Givens, it's all together. So you can find that as well. So those are the main ways that you can watch videos, like my posts, whatever fashion I post or drum videos I post or what have you, beard care, all of that. You can definitely get a hold of me on any one of those handles. And yeah, I look forward to, you know, connecting with people.
In case your pen hand wasn't fast enough, go to othosetoes.teamtoptoes.com. Click on the show links, and we'll have direct links to make you one click away from Charlie.
Right.
Right.
Charlie, it's been an absolute pleasure. We thank you for being here. We're running a little longer than usual, which is always a good time. Yes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, really, we could have talked for a whole nother hour, but we really got to let Charlie get back to his life.
We do. So, Charlie, we thank you.
Hey, I'm down. Hey, I'm down. I'm down. I'm down for a part two. I'm just going to say it like that. I'm totally down for a part two.
We'll definitely need to bring you back with all the stuff that we didn't even get to cover. So,
for sure.
But thank you, listeners.
Of course. And especially those of you who are actually listening now, not the ones who like leave us after a minute and a half.
And for those of you masturbating to our voices right now,
as always, you're welcome.